Join us as we dish out the details on how the Embracing Autism podcast is evolving in the new year.
Welcome to Embracing Autism, a podcast for parents of autistic children seeking advice and support while spreading awareness and acceptance of autism spectrum disorder. I'm Leah.
And I'm Matt.
And each week we will discuss our journey with autism and talk about how to embrace your child's individuality while providing guidance, tips, resources, and sharing our personal stories. This is
Embracing Autism.
Welcome, welcome, everyone.
That was actually a good intro. You're getting better.
That's just welcome.
I know. We'll keep it simple. Sometimes the intros are terrible.
I think this one's already terrible.
Nope, keep going. We're good.
So we are basically going through a little bit of a summary episode. We don't have a specific topic for today, but instead what we're going to be talking about is the new format that we're putting in place for the Embracing Autism podcast and kind of just give you an idea of what to expect in the new year.
Right, because we understand that change is scary, not just for our little ones, but for us as well. So therefore, we might as well update you on what change is to come so everyone is in the same circle.
Boat. First thing we want to mention is, like we mentioned in our trailer, we will no longer be doing a seasonal format. That means that from now on, our episodes are just going to be sequential. So if this is 700, the next one would be 701, 702, basically until we get to the 800s. So we're no longer breaking it up by hundreds per season, if that makes sense.
Right. And I think with that is it's more flexible.
Yeah. Right. And that means that we're no longer doing themes. So the first couple of seasons, we really wanted to break it down into themes because we thought it was an important part of the process when you're first finding out about your kid's diagnosis. There is a specific
order, essentially, of how things are to be done. Like, you don't want to essentially start jumping in and focus on therapy before you even find out what the therapies are that they need or what the true struggles are that they need to improve on.
Right. And you're not going to focus on family dynamics before you've gotten an autism assessment, for example. Like, there's certain things that are in a particular order that makes sense. So we feel like we have already kind of exhausted what all those things would be in terms of what that natural story arc would be from when you first get a diagnosis to kind of embracing autism towards the end. However, there are still plenty of topics and things that we would still like to discuss that we feel wouldn't really go well in any particular theme. They're more like one-off topics around autism. So by eliminating the seasonal format, we're able to talk about these things without being constrained to the themes of a season. And we're able to touch on things that might be happening in real time in pop culture, or perhaps something that is happening in the news or politically, like if an act gets passed or something like that. This gives us the flexibility to be able to talk about those things as they happen.
And I'm particularly excited about kind of the flexibility of the format, because sometimes we would get a question in early of season 6, but it wouldn't really fit into the constraints we had set for what we were going to focus on during that season. So we'd almost have to like bump it down the road until like the next season that we can kind of collect around it. And that might be 2 months down the road before we can even address something that we think is important to address. Here, if we get a good question, we can bring it up basically anytime next episode as it kind of works in more organically than trying to force it into a season.
Right. So some of the things that we're thinking about incorporating is perhaps having a moment at the end of particular episodes where we just go through audience questions, where you guys can kind of submit towards our mailbag, and then we will essentially just go over those questions. And so the benefit to that is that we don't have to wait until your question aligns with a topic. We essentially would make this kind of like a catch-all question and answer time, where we would just answer pretty much any question related to autism.
It essentially kind of works like our live stream, where people will ask questions and then get like a response. I mean, obviously it wouldn't be in real time like that, but
it is.
In some ways it is, but it's more immediate than kind of pushed back down the road.
Yeah. And then another thing to keep in mind that we will start airing these with video now. And so we will now be doing a video podcast for Embracing Autism. And that will be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@autismwish. And so what'll happen is we will do the same Friday podcast that we do. We will be doing that on Fridays on YouTube. I believe we said 8 p.m. Eastern time.
I think so, yeah.
So they will air live on YouTube at 8 p.m. Eastern time, and then the audio from that episode will be stripped and repurposed into this audio podcast the following Friday. So if you follow us or subscribe to our channel on YouTube, you will actually see the content that you are getting in this podcast 1 week in advance, and it'll have video. But if you're an audio person, like if you only want to do audio, then nothing's really changing for you. You'll just get the audio version of that the following week.
And I know so many people out there are probably like, man, Matt and Leah, I don't just want to hear you, I want to see you. And now we're giving you the ability to see us in real time as we actively stumble over our words.
I feel like that's going to be an immediate regret.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun, though. It'll be fun.
Stick to audio, people.
Exactly.
So that's what we're going to be doing. And then the other thing is we're going to start adding segments to the show. So like there might be a particular type of segment that we might repeat every so often. Now, one of those segments would be, for example, like the mailbag, the question and answer, where we will take a portion of our show or maybe the entire show. We still haven't worked out the kinks, where we are just going over listener questions. So that would be one segment, for example. But we might be doing other segments as well, like maybe we're looking at pop culture. Maybe we want to discuss a TV show or a movie that's come out related to autism and have like a moment where we're discussing about autism and pop culture, things like that. So those segments would kind of be put in the episode according to whenever it's happening in the real world. Each episode, the format may differ a little bit, but the common theme is that they will still all be related to autism, and we will still be taking questions if anyone needs tips or guidance on autism. We still want to make sure that we are answering your questions and getting you guys the content that you need, essentially. More than ever, it's important that if you guys have questions, please do email us at podcast@autismwish.org and submit those questions. You can also contact us on our social media accounts at Autism Wish and leave those comments there. And we will be looking at those to help structure those episodes and make sure that we're basically answering our questions as we go along.
And I'm happy that you reiterated the concept that we're still focusing on kind of like the tips, guidance, resources component. Like, we don't want to branch off of being able to support or provide any type of support that we can. So that's still the main foundation. This is just bringing in additional content into our conversation. So, I mean, if we, of course, encounter any tips that we receive from our kids, that we learn things that work, some things that don't work, we're, of course, going to mention it. It's not going to be just making a hard turn and ignoring everything that has been built up to this point. It's a continuation off of what has already been built.
Yes. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is the fun part of the live format is that you guys will essentially have an opportunity to interact with us in these episodes now. So up to now, all you can really do is listen to us as these episodes come by. But if you tune into the live stream, you will also have an opportunity to submit questions live while we're basically recording our episode. What we are planning on doing is kind of segmenting that as well. So we still need to record the episode. So we will go through our episode as per usual. So the first 20 minutes of that live stream, we're going to kind of ignore the comments as we record that. But then towards the end, we will have a moment of time where we check and see if we got any questions. And then we'll do kind of like a Q&A segment there where we'll go through all those questions.
So is this kind of like a like lecture in school where you're like, oh, hold all comments and questions until the end?
Kind of, except we're not acknowledging it in the recording.
Oh, okay.
This is your instructional guide right now, this episode. Because if we do that in every episode, I don't think you guys would want to hear us giving the same rehashed instructions every time.
That's fair.
So yeah, that is kind of like a fun part of it, is it will be interactive. We will have a moment at the end where we will answer questions weekly. The other thing to keep in mind is, despite the changing format, we are still keeping in the new year some of our things that we already have. So we will still be having our parenting group meeting on the first Saturday of the month. So that is our parent support group that's held virtually through Google Hangouts. We have that link on our Facebook page, facebook.com/autismwish. If you haven't joined that support group already, you can find it there. And so that will continue to go as planned. I'm always hosting that. So that's another way to get to know me. I will be there for those. The other thing is that we will still have our IRL interviews. So those IRL interviews are still going to be on Saturdays. We're trying to make them the second Saturday of the month. We don't really know because it depends on our guests' availability, but we will still be having those, and we will still use the audio of those towards some episodes in our podcast, but we'll use those primarily for fill-in episodes when we're like sick or on vacation. So if you want to get those IRL videos, again, I recommend subscribing to our YouTube channel, and you will see them there basically live when they premiere. The other thing that will stay the same is we will still continue to dedicate a live Q&A every, I think we're thinking about 10 weeks or so on Fridays like we have been doing so far. This was previously done like seasonally, but I think now without seasons, we still want a way to kind of check in with you guys and make sure that you're still getting the content that you need. So that live Q&A approximately every two and a half months or so.
Quarterly-esque. Maybe a little shorter,
It will be your opportunity to kind of help us recalibrate the podcast every so often to make sure that we're still giving you interesting content and you are still basically getting answers, your questions answered. The last thing that I kind of want to mention that will be something new, this is something kind of fun for us. Matt and I have often talked on the podcast about self-care and the importance of self-care and how Matt's bad at it, but I'm also like god awful at it.
I like how you said how I'm bad at it, and then like you're going to say like you're great at it, and then you trashed yourself too. So you're bad, and I'm bad.
You're hilarious. Terrible. I'm terrible at self-care. And so we want to kind of like lead by example. And so one of the things that we are going to do is incorporate self-care through our podcast. So one of the things that we want to do is take a look at how Matt and I personally can include self-care while still maintaining good working production on the podcast. Creating a podcast takes a lot of work and it could come at a deficit to your relationship. It can basically impact that because the time you're taking on the podcast, you're taking away from your family and your relationship. So what we're trying to do to, again, lead by example is combine the two, merge both passions together. And we're doing this by incorporating a respite night. And so respite night is going to be once a month. And this is going to be a time where Matt and I are basically going to just chill and hang out and have fun. And it's not going to be related to autism. It's just going to be us having fun and relaxing. And we're essentially going to stream it with y'all. So if you guys want to join in with us and chill out, we might be playing a board game. We might be
trying questionable foods that I made.
You mean getting food poisoning?
Maybe.
We might also be watching a movie, or we might be playing a video game and screen sharing the video game. Like, there's lots of different things that we may or may not be doing. We'll kind of figure that out as we go and see what we're kind of in the mood for at the time. But essentially, respite nights will be an opportunity for us to talk about something other than autism, because we really feel it's important to not lose yourself, not lose your identity, not lose your relationships, your self-care. And this is going to be one of our ways of doing that for ourselves. And we hope that it will also give you guys an opportunity to unplug from the world of autism for a little bit.
Right. And just do something kind of like nonsense.
Right. Which we're great at.
Yeah, exactly.
And so for those respite nights, if you guys are interested in kind of hanging out with us for those will only be available in the YouTube account, because there's no way we could do. Did I just say the YouTube?
The YouTube. Well, it's also on the internet. But yeah, I agree, because it's very hard to describe, like if we're doing like a painting or something, how gorgeous our paintings are without able to actually see them.
So. Or imagine playing like a video game where we're like fighting a zombie and all they can do is hear what's happening, but right. not see. Right. Yeah.
Really send the wrong message out.
We might get like swatted or something. Yeah. So that's what we're going to be doing. And again, I totally encourage you guys to join in on the fun for those respite nights. We will randomly be looking at the chat and call out any chats that we think are funny or interesting or relevant. We might share those with whoever else is watching. It's kind of just like a hangout where we're just going to chill and have fun.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's good. I mean, it's always nice to just, I was going to say what? Unconnect? What is
it? Disconnect?
Disconnect. There we go. I couldn't think of the word.
I think you were combining disconnect and unplug. So yeah, you said unconnect.
There we go. Yeah. Sometimes it's good to disconnect there or unplug and just kind of focus on just, I mean, the fun of life and joking around and just not really focus on anything super serious. Well, we're kind of trying to bring back a little bit. So I think it'd be good.
And also, I just recommend subscribing to the YouTube channel, because we have a lot of plans of more to come in the new year. This is kind of going to be something that we unwind as time goes on, because we still have a lot of planning to do. We have to get all our ducks in a row. My kid's obsessed with them, so she keeps pulling them out of the row, and I got to kind of herd them back in the row.
Herding cats.
Herding ducks. So that's something to consider. And we would totally love for y'all to be a part of that. So again, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, because that is where this growth is going to happen. YouTube and the video portion of the podcast is going to be a big focus of the new year. Again, the audio podcast is not going anywhere. We will still be releasing everything weekly. So if you can't do video, then that's totally cool. You will still be getting new content every week, except for like vacations or something like that. We'll have some pre-recorded content for you. But other than that, if you are a video person, if you want to get extra content, if you want to see us and how we are in our day-to-day lives up in your face.
Behind the scenes of sorts.
In front of the scenes.
Wherever the scenes
are. If you want a jump scare.
There we go.
No.
Leah does a great job hiding, so you'll get a good one.
It's like, can you tell that A, I'm autistic, B, I'm ADHD, and C, I have a word retrieval problem where I cannot say what I'm thinking?
That's why you're bringing all the fun to the party.
I know. So if you were able to listen to all that and make out any of it, congratulations, because I can't.
Like and subscribe.
So that's pretty much all we have for you guys. We're going to kind of wrap up here. This is a shorter episode because we just wanted to lay down the groundwork of what to expect for this season. December 30th, 2022 will be our first official live stream. We are going to talk about our year in review. We're going to talk about all the things we accomplished at Autism Wish and the podcast, all the cool things that we've been able to do with our program thanks to you guys and all of our supporters and sponsors. And then we're kind of setting up the new year after that. We will also talk about the new year, our hopes and dreams for the new year when it comes to not just autism, but our family and all that.
Of course. And I mean, usually we kind of are a little bit more open in these conversations than like where we have a strict guidance for the episode. So it's a little bit more free flowing.
Yeah. So if you are interested in that, that is actually going to premiere at the same time that you're hearing this episode. So that will be, if you're listening to this episode when it releases on December 30th, it is going to be tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you are listening to this after December 30th, no worries. You can still go to YouTube and get the playback. It will always be there. Our playbacks to these will always be posted. So you won't miss out on anything. And I hope to see some of you there because this is going to be wild and interesting ride for us.
A fun recap and projection for the future.
Before we wrap up this episode, please have some patience with us as we work out the kinks. This is totally new to us. We've never done a live podcast. I mean, we've done like our live Q&A sessions, but normally we've been very structured about these podcasts and we've done lots of research ahead and they're very like formulated. And so this is totally outside of our comfort zone. We are not used to just kind of going at it without some sort of like guidance, structure, outline, etc. Matt and I behind the scenes have a lot of moments where we lose our words or in train of thought. And so sometimes we have to edit those out. So you guys will be able to see us mess up live.
And see how many words we don't know.
Yeah. Now, the great thing is, if you're an audio only listener, you won't have to worry about it. If you're not watching live, I will edit all that stuff out for you. So you will get a nice clean version by the time it comes to you.
There you go. But it'll be fun. I mean, either way, I mean, just laughing and having fun.
Yeah. If you want to just laugh at us and just be like, wow, they're so dumb. Did you hear what they said? Then, you know, by all means, that's join the video podcast. Because we will make ample mistakes. We were working with somebody who has dyslexia and another person who's ADHD autistic. I feel like there's bound to be some sort of mishap.
Cross wires of sorts.
Yeah. Maybe we can make a drinking game to it. Maybe you guys can play bingo to it. Like how many times we mess up. All right, everyone. That's all we have for you on that really weird note. I'm going to wish y'all a happy new year and hope to catch you in the live stream.
We'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
To review, we discussed our new format for the upcoming year of the Embracing Autism podcast. Tune in next week as we discuss our goals as a family in the new year and all the accomplishments we made in 2022. This is Embracing Autism.